God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. Have you ever been confused about a guy that was considered a great guy who you knew better than that? Maybe you talked to his teacher, and the teachers thought, oh, he's a great kid, and you knew better. Or you talk to someone's parents and they said, oh, this is a good kid, but you knew better because you'd talked to his friends. That is, there's some kind of inconsistency between the teacher's pet that the teacher knew and the manipulator that everyone else knew. You know, we should not be that way. The Bible says in Colossians chapter 3 that we're to fear God and we're to serve God with singleness of heart, that is sincerity. There's only one you. Not the church you and the school you and the work you and the weekend you. There should just be one you. That's called integrity. That's singleness. It's the you that God actually knows. Colossians 3 helps us when it comes to relationships because it teaches us that your relationships with others are but a reflection of your relationship with God. Now, in Colossians 3:4, we see that Christ is our life. In Colossians chapter 3, verse 11, we find that Christ is all and in all. Whether you're Jew or Greek, whether you're male or female, whether you're bond or free, Christ is all and in all. And then he talks about relationships. He says, we're to let the word of Christ dwell in us richly, verse 16. And then verse 17, you find one of two bookends on a section about our relationships in light of our relationship to God. It says, and whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. So every relationship, every word, every action should be in light of your relationship to God, the Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. He follows that up by saying, verse 23, and whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. Which is to say, the way to do right by their people is to make sure that I'm in harmony with God who made both me and that other person. So let me give you a couple examples in the intervening verses. That is, the verses between the bookends in verse 17 and verses 23 and 24. All right? Verse 18 says, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as it is fit in the Lord. Now, much could be said. We're not getting into any of these relationships specifically other than to show that in each of these relationships, the foundational relationship really is our relationship with God, not our relationship with our spouse or child or employer. The Bible says, as it is fit in the Lord. So if I'm wearing shoes that don't fit, it doesn't matter how cheaply I purchased them, what great deal I got on those shoes. If they don't fit, I'm either going to get blisters or they're going to pinch my feet. It's not a fit. And my fit in my relationship with others in my house depends on what is fit or appropriate in the Lord. Verse 20, children, obey your parents in all things. Why? For this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. So are parents always right? And the answer is obviously no. Then the question is God ever wrong? And the answer is obviously no. So my relationship to parents should be guided by my relationship with God. For this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. It's not about my parents. It's about the Lord. If I look at verse 22, servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh. That is, the masters that have a body. Well, what master doesn't have a body? Why would he say that? Because he's talking about the master in heaven, God, the ultimate reality, who supersedes body, heaven, and earth. So obey your masters that have a body, not with eye service as men pleasers, not just when they're looking, but in singleness or simplicity or sincerity of heart, fearing God. And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men, knowing that good or bad you'll receive from God the same. So when it comes to employer-employee, God is the underlying relationship. In chapter 4, verse 1, masters, give unto your servants that which is just and equal. Now, who would define that? Knowing that ye also have a master in heaven. Now, so much more could be said about all of these, instead of taking any one of these singly, what I want to show and what God is showing is how that our relationships with other people depend on our relationship to God. You know, if you ever saw someone you think about them, boy, I hope they get what's coming to them. You know, everyone thinks they're great, but they're not. Maybe they're really fawning on their superiors, but they really misuse people that are less powerful than them. Or maybe it's some other thing. But have you ever seen maybe you've seen someone who's done good to others and they never seem to get rewarded for that? You know, don't worry, they'll get what is coming. Knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. But he that doth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done, and there's no respect of persons. Look, I want to do right by my wife, my children, those in authority over me, but I need to realize that every relationship is tied to the relationship of God Almighty to a person named Will Rice. So your relationships with others are important, but they're only a reflection of your relationship with God.